Leon, let's begin on the morning of July 19th, 1942. What happened that day?
July 19, 1942, on a beautiful Sunday at 5 in the morning, in a very quiet street where we were, called the 17 Rue Saint-Fiacre. The French gendarmes, five of them, three stayed downstairs to make sure that no one escaped from the building, and two came up to the third floor, knocked on the door, and asked my parents to follow them to the police station. At that time, of course, my sister was 8, I was 4 and a half, and our parents simply did not know what to do with us. The noise woke up our neighbors. The neighbors from the second floor, Mr. and Mrs. Riboulot, came up and asked what was going on. And our father told them that they were being taken to the police station and didn't know why, they didn't know for how long, and they simply didn't know what to do with us, Rochelle and myself. At that time, Mr. Henri Riboulot said, "Do not worry, that we will take care of them until you return," probably thinking that they would be back that same afternoon or the next day. I had no idea what was going on. No one had any idea of what was going on. These were the first arrests, actually, in our town, a town where there were approximately 500 Jewish people out of a population of 18,000.
So these were the very earliest arrests. So your parents really didn't have forewarning about how quickly and what would be happening.
There was no forewarning, though there must have been some expectations because our neighbor downstairs, Mr. Marcel Clauss, I've been told by him after the war that he had told our fathers, "Why don't you just leave with your children?" And my father's answer was, "We are poor people. What would they do? They're only going to go after the rich Jews who have commerce, who have paintings, who have money, who have whatever it is. Why would they arrest us?" So he simply did not believe, and no one believed. And of course, no one had any inkling whatsoever of the design of the Nazis beyond the arrest.
You were quite young when your parents were arrested, not even 5. Do you actually remember anything from that day?
I remember only one thing, and that was my really first memory of my life. It's certainly the only memory I have of my parents. I can see myself to this day just hanging to the skirt of my mother and crying. And my mother was crying. My father was not crying. He was just trying to keep as calm as possible in order not to frighten us. After that, I remember very little.
What have you been told happened next after your parents were taken away?
We immediately went down to the second floor with the Henri, Suzanne, their sons, René and Marcel Riboulot, and we stayed there in the apartment. My sister and I never went once back to the third floor of the apartment for the next 3 years, strangely enough. After a few months, that I started to call them actually Papa and Maman because I was, of course, missing my parents. And to this day, as I say quite often, I know that it's possible actually to love two sets of parents. Of course, I think of my parents, but I just consider these people like my parents. And their sons, René and Marcel, who at the time, René was about 20 and Marcel was 17, were like brothers to us, despite the fact that we put them in danger, in mortal danger for 3 years. They had to share the little food that they had, and there was very little to be had in those days. In fact, I always say that I don't remember seeing a cat or a dog actually for 3 years because they had been eaten. There was nothing to eat. And so, despite all that, they never held any grudge. They never made any remarks. We were just like the children of the house. So that is what happened. And for 3 years, we evaded roundups. They came a number of times. First, it was the French police. Then the SS took over, actually, the task. And there was an infamous black truck that went around and rounded the people in a town.
Were there any really close calls when you thought that surely you'd be discovered by the Nazis?
The most critical day of our life, where Rochelle and myself escaped, actually, arrest and death, was in September of 1944. After many attempts to arrest us that had failed, that day we almost were caught. And the truck was actually 1-2 minutes away from the house. But somehow our maman, Suzanne, had seen the truck and she came. She was biking to work and she came and said, quick, go away. So we just came down the two floors and Papa directed me to go over the wall in the backyard, in the garden. I went over the wall and as I was actually running to the garden, I could hear the SS banging at the door. They say, raus, raus. And that was the closest. And we came back that night because we stayed actually with a lady who happened to be the sister-in-law of Papa Henri. And she was so frightened that something would happen to us that she didn't want us to stay. So we had to come back to the apartment, absolutely certain a German sentry would be waiting for us, but there was no one there. So we slept that night with our clothes on and we had a bag ready to go. And, well, I'm talking to you.
Leon, you ended up spending 3 years with the Ribelos while in hiding and then many years after that. And they took over the parental roles for you and your sister. How quickly did you start feeling like family? Was that a difficult barrier for you to cross?
For me, it was not a difficult barrier at all. Within 2 or 3 months, I understand, I was told, actually, that I started to crawl on Papa Ribelot's laps. And one day, I just called him Papa. So I think I remember looking at his face and just seeing what his reaction would be. So he didn't have any reaction. He seemed to be very happy that I called him Papa. So from then on, I just called him Papa, and I called Maman Ribelot Maman. So that was the start, actually, of the family. And from then on, they were like my parents, absolutely like my parents. They were just incredible people.
Leon Malmed, thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you.